Good morning. You have just tuned in to the Sunday School Teacher, which is an outreach ministry of Applying the Word Ministries of LaGrange, Georgia. To find out more about us, you may visit us at www.applyingtheword-ga.org or just simply write us at P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241. I am co-pastor Pat McFarland, and I will be your teacher for the day. I have been mandated by God to teach you the Word. This program will review, first of all, your Sunday school lesson. We hope to encourage you to attend and participate in your Sunday school class. We also want you to fall in love with the Word of God. Finally, it is our desire that someone would dedicate their life to Jesus Christ. Glory to God, and make Jesus their choice. Now, I need you to get your Bible and get ready. It is now time for Sunday school. Time for our Sunday school lesson. That is right. It is time for our Sunday school lesson. Let's get ready. Let's get started. Glory to God.
Amen. Our lesson today is subject Zacchaeus, the repentant tax collector. Praise God. Zacchaeus, the repentant tax collector. You know, the main word I like to pick up on is, hey, he's a repentant. Amen, tax collector.
Hallelujah.
Not just he's a tax collector, but he's a repentant tax collector.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to be looking back here right now. Our lesson is going to be coming from Luke 19, 1 through 10. Luke 19, 1 through 10, praise God. And again, it is a good lesson today. Glory to God. On, hey, how God grabs somebody and, hey, through their repentance, hey, they are saved. Amen.
Glory to God. You see, that's what it's all about. Glory to God. Recognizing, glory to God, that you need and I need to want to be closer to God. Hallelujah. We need to recognize, glory to God, that if we've done something contrary to the will of God, we can ask him for forgiveness, glory to God. We can ask him to lead us and to guide us. We can ask him to be with us, glory to God. So in this lesson, we're going to find that somebody is going to repent. Zacchaeus is going to repent because he want to be more like God. He want to be used by God. So when you repent, glory to God, you're turning away from what the world, turning away from sin, turning to God. So what we're saying today, glory to God, there's more people that need to be turned into God, recognizing that the enemy is trying to use them, but it's time for a change. Glory to God. It's time to walk after Jesus. It's a time to follow him. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get started with the lesson because I'm getting excited.
Amen. Amen. And our part one of our lesson is viewing from a distance, and we're looking at the entering and passing, amen, through a city. And verse 1, it says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. That's right. He entered and he passed through Jericho. But he was on a journey now. He was on a journey from one place to another. But he passed through this city. And this city, Jericho, basically, when he passed through, this is a city of richness, a place that said it smelled good when you passed through Jericho because of the flowers and the vegetation that was around Jericho. But again, he entered and he was passing through this town. Now, our second verse, it said stature and wealth. It said, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the Republicans, and he was rich. Oh, glory to God.
Now you see, as the lesson starts, it's focusing on what? On Zacchaeus, glory to God. How it's focusing on the path and the fact that Jesus was what? Passing through Jericho. When he passed through, he's still on a mission, glory to God. Glory to God. He's still going to what? Minister the word. So here we are going through Jericho on our way to Jerusalem, glory to God. Here he is traveling, but he's still going to be ministering along the way. And here we have this man, Zacchaeus, a tax collector. Zacchaeus, evidently a man that Jesus has to minister to. So our lesson is going to be focusing on Zacchaeus and what Jesus is getting ready to do.
Amen. And again, we want to focus on that, why he was going through a city. He was going through a city for a purpose. Now we've identified. He was going through this purpose because it was somebody he had to come in contact with. It said, the man, behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. Now, we don't identify who is in this city and which was a chief publican. He was a rich man. A rich man. And we're talking about stature, but mainly stature, that's dealing with our physical, but yet, he said, and rich, wealthy. Amen. Glory to God.
And small. He was
short. In his stature.
He was short. But Jesus was passing through. And evidently, you're going to find out that Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing through.
Well.
Even though he was a tax collector, he heard that Jesus was passing through. And he was curious. Glory to God. And he wanted to see Jesus.
Amen. And verse 3 said, and he sought to see Jesus, who was and could not for the pressing, because he was little in stature.
So here is a crowd. Here is people all over, crowding the highway, crowding the road, everybody wanting to see Jesus, and he wanting to see Jesus, but he's behind a lot of people who are tall. But he still wants to see Jesus. Glory to God. How bad do you want to see Jesus? Glory to God. So Zacchaeus is going to show us, we're going to see in this lesson, that he wanted to see Jesus for a reason. But I tell you something, Jesus knew that he was going to be in that crowd. Jesus knew, glory to God, because Jesus, hallelujah, was the Son of God, hallelujah. And when he passed through, glory to God, he's passing through for a reason, because lives got to be changed, hearts got to be touched. When Jesus passed through, it's going to be a difference, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's hear what the word says.
Now again, let's look at this now. He said he sought to see him.
Well,
now that means that was a move, the present to get to Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. Amen. And then sometimes we got to want to see Jesus.
Glory to God.
Who he was passing through, but yet through he was small. See, sometimes we feel that it's hard for us to get to the Lord for things in our life. It's hard for us to get to around the saint. We got to know that. We can't let things stop us. We got to find a way.
You got to press.
Press.
You got to keep pushing. You got to keep going forward, glory to God. You don't let anything block you. You got to rebuke the devil, glory to God. So, yeah, he was short in stature. But what is he going to do about it? The people are taller than he is, and he's on in the back of them. So what is Zacchaeus going to do? How bad do you want to see Jesus? How bad do you need Jesus? Go ahead, glory to God.
Amen, praise God. And in verse 4, we're looking at that the stature. And he ran before and climb up into a sycamore tree.
Hallelujah.
To see him.
Hallelujah.
For he was passing that way. Oh, glory to God.
How bad did Zacchaeus want to see Jesus? Glory to God. They say he was. He took out running ahead of the crowd. He took out running and climbed that sycamore tree. That tree that would bear figs. He climbed that sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. How bad do you want to see Jesus? How bad do you need to see Jesus? Glory to God. So here you can see Zacchaeus was he wanted to see him that bad. Glory to God. Do you want to see Jesus? Why do you want to see Jesus? Evidently, there was something going on the inside of him. Glory to God. And he, if I could just get close enough to see him. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes we got to know that Jesus is coming our way. He's drawing us.
Hallelujah.
He's coming into our presence. We have to press to get to him. Amen. Praise. The Bible said, the Bible said, seek. We got to find a way.
Seek and you shall find. Come knock on and now. The door shall be open. Glory to God. So he's running, but he does not realize, hallelujah, that Jesus needed to see him. Glory to God. He didn't realize that a change was getting ready to happen. He didn't realize, but he thought, I just want to see him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The song said, I just want to look upon his face. Glory to God. But it was more than that. Hallelujah. It was more than that. We'll see the lesson. Let's go.
Well, again, he was a short man mm-hmm. in a crowd. He was also a rich man in a crowd.
Hallelujah.
But he wanted to see Jesus. As he climbed a tree.
Hallelujah.
Now, how bad would you want to see Jesus to climb a tree, praise God? We have to understand that in this, amen, praise God, glory to God. Let's look at part two. Interacting up close. Amen. And verse 5 said, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for the day I must abide at thy house.
Now think about this. He wanted to see Jesus. But as you see in this lesson, Jesus wanted to see him. Glory to God. So he climbed up on a sycamore tree. Glory to God. And he's looking to see Jesus. And Jesus looked up because Jesus was looking for him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, glory to God, needed to see Zacchaeus. And he said, I'm going to go to your house. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at the power of God. Here, look at the power of God. There was a need in Zacchaeus' life, glory to God, to see Jesus, but Jesus needed to see Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus is going to go through what? A life-changing episode. Listen. That Jesus want to see you and you and you. Hallelujah. Jesus want to see us, glory to God. He want us to have what a closer relationship with him. Oh, glory to God. So if you walking afar off, I'm telling you today, glory to God, Jesus want to see you, glory to God. Jesus want to visit you. Jesus want to change your heart. Jesus want to come into your house. Jesus want to come into your life. Glory to God. Are you willing to let him in? Glory to God. Look how desperate Zacchaeus was. He was willing to climb a sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you want to see Jesus? Glory to God. So Jesus said to you, glory to God. He said to me, he said to everyone, I want to see you. Glory to God. I want you to commit yourself to me. Glory to God. I need to see you. Hallelujah. I need to go to your house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen,
to God.
Amen. 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 And it's so ironic. Hey, when he was seeking Jesus, but yet, and Jesus spoke to him and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Come down out of that tree. Now, just think now. He up in a tree. He doesn't climb a tree.
But Pastor, he called his name.
Call his name.
Call his name. See, Jesus knows your name. He knows my name. He knows where we are. He knows what we're doing. He knows our hearts. He knows our mind. He knows us. Glory to God. And he's calling today. If you're walking far off, Jesus is calling you today. He's telling you he want to visit your house. He want to visit you. He want to change your life. Glory to God. He said, I know you're there. Glory to God. I know you're there. But Jesus said, I want to visit you. I want to touch you. I want to save you. I want to deliver you. It's a personal relationship, right? It's a personal commitment. Jesus is dealing with us as what individuals. He wants us to be what? Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Wait a minute. Make haste.
Hallelujah.
Come down.
Hurry.
For today.
Today.
I'm about to die out. Now, he's trying to see Jesus coming through, and Jesus saying he want to go by his house.
Glory to God.
How personal that, hey, Jesus know you. Because, again, we just take an example of a man, but guess what? We're all God's creation children.
That's just letting you know, he knows your name.
Amen.
He knows my name. He wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. Glory to God. You're not exempted. He's knocking on the door of your heart today. Glory to God. Those of you that's walking far off, he's knocking and he's calling your name. He's calling your name because he want to visit your house. He want to visit your life. He want to change you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory.
Amen. And verse 6 says, and he made haste.
Hallelujah.
And came down and received him joyfully. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came out of that tree.
Glory.
He realized, he knows my name. That's
hallelujah.
He knows my name.
Yes, he knows your name.
He
knows your heart. He knows your mind.
He made it personal.
He knows where you are. He knows your situation. Zacchaeus was in the tree. He looked up and knew he was there. Glory to God. In fact, he knew he was there before he got there. Glory to God. Jesus came, glory to God, through Jericho for a purpose. Glory to God. And one of the purposes we can see, he needed to see Zacchaeus.
Hallelujah.
He needed to visit Zacchaeus.
Yes.
He needed to go to Zacchaeus' house. I need you to know, glory to God, Jesus is knocking on doors today. Glory to God. Are you willing to open up the door? Are you willing to run like Zacchaeus did? To Jesus. Are you ready? Ready? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He had to go to see. Oh, my. He had to go and see him. But once he went to see him, Jesus saw him and told him to come down out the tree. He was joyful. He was so glad. And verse 7, and when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was going to be guest with a man that was a sinner. Oh,
listen,
my God.
Listen. Jesus called his name. Jesus said, I'm going to Zacchaeus' house, glory to God. And the people began to murmur because they looked at a tax collector as being what? As not being saved, as being somebody that he shouldn't even be mixing with. But let me tell you this, Jesus know who he needs to visit, glory to God. And he needed to visit Zacchaeus. They could murmur all they want. They could feel that Zacchaeus is so unholy, unrighteous. But whatever, Jesus said, I'm going to your house today. I'm going to you, Zacchaeus, glory to God. It didn't matter what the people said. It didn't matter what they think about you, glory to God. But when Jesus is ready to change your life, he can change you. There's some people, glory to God, when the Lord saved you, glory to God, some of them still remember the old man, glory to God. Some people remember your past, and they still want to remind other people about your past. But when Jesus passed your way, and you allow him to come into your heart, glory to God, you're no longer the same. They might remember the past, but hallelujah, but Jesus is ready to give you a brand new life. Jesus is ready to touch Zacchaeus. Jesus is ready to visit Zacchaeus. Jesus is ready to deliver him, glory to God. Let me tell you, glory to God, if you don't know Jesus, glory to God, if you've never accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I need you to know he's knocking on the door of your heart. Open up the door, hallelujah, and let Jesus in.
Amen, praise God. Again, they murmured, saying that he's going to a sinner's house. We have to understand that sometimes, when we are ministering, again, we have to also understand when the word says, hey, it's no longer I of Christ. Now we're acting in crisis place right now to try to get someone saved. Hey, a lot of people may not feel, hey, you should be associating with them, talking to them, because they're a sinner.
But listen, Pastor, the whole thing about it is Jesus know the need. He knew Zacchaeus needed him, glory to God. And he needed to be with Zacchaeus because he needed to minister to Zacchaeus. He knows your need. He knows your heart. He knows all about you. And I need you to know today, glory to God, if you're not saved, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. He wants to visit you, glory to God. But it's up to you to let him in. You got to open up that door to your heart to let him in. Let him in today, glory to God.
Again, open up that heart. You let him in. Glory to God. Let that person come in because you want to help them. But again, the murmuring. People going to talk about you when you minister to some people. When you come to their prayer, you might have to go to their house. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, as you associate them trying to get them to Christ, they murmured that he went to his house. Amen. Glory to God. But let's look here now. Change of heart. verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man, false accuser, I restore him.
Hallelujah.
For.
Listen. Here Zacchaeus standing there. Look, Jesus. If I've wronged somebody, if I've done somebody unfairly, I'm ready to what to change it. I'm ready to give it back to him. I'm ready to restore those things that I took wrongfully. In other words, here he's repenting. He's saying to Jesus, I'll give half my goods. I'll do whatever I need to do. In other words, he recognized just by the name, his name being called by Jesus, he recognized, glory to God, that he was not where he needed to be. And so now he's openly confessing. He's openly repenting, glory God. The people are murmuring, but here he's moving toward Jesus in the spirit. He's moving toward Jesus in repentance. He's moving toward Jesus saying, I need some help. I know I'm not right. I know I've done wrong, but whatever I've done, I want to restore it. I want to do right, glory to God. Listen. When you meet Jesus, glory to God, you're ready to drop that old life. You're ready to change and you're ready to run with him, glory to God. You don't want to be the same old person no more, glory to God. Because what happened, Jesus is ready to give you a brand new life, a brand new start, a brand new relationship. Let me tell you this, he's knocking on the door of your heart right now. Those of you that have not accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, I need you to know he's knocking on the door, but you got to open up the door to your heart and let him in. He wants to fill you. He wants to save you. He wants to change you. He wants to deliver you. Open up the door to your heart and let Jesus in. He's knocking. Will you let him in today?
Amen. Praise God. Now, again, change of heart. Once a person is being ministered to, regardless of what people are saying, you look at the action.
Well,
you look at the action of the person. Now, here we see where he said, take half of my good old
well,
and give to the poor.
Well,
that is an interaction right there of, hey, a person's being touched by the Lord.
He called his name. Jesus called his name. Zacchaeus, come out of that sycamore tree, glory to God. He knows your name. He knows your life. He knows your situation, and he's calling your name. He's telling you to come on out of that sycamore tree, glory to God. I need to visit your house today. Jesus is saying to you, I want to visit your house today. It's time for a change. It's time for a relationship. It's time for repentance. It's time for deliverance. Glory to God. He wants you to be a brand new creature in him. A brand new. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Again, we want to see that change of heart. He was willing to give up. Oh, glory to God. He was a rich man. He was a rich man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He had to give it up. But and that was a change of heart, because he said if I've done, because a lot of times we're gonna look at we're gonna sin omission and by commission. Something we may not know we've sinned. But he said, If I've done wrong,
glory to God.
If I've taken anything that was not mine, I will return it.
Pastor, what he was doing, he was repenting. Glory to God. He was repenting. He was right there. Just by his name being called, he was repenting. If I've done wrong, if I've taken somebody's goods, if I've done wrong, glory to God, I want to restore it. I want a change of heart. Glory to God. See, when you meet Jesus, You start going, you want a change of heart. You want a change of life. You don't want to be that same old person, Lord. You want to be brand new in him. Glory to God. Look at Zacchaeus repenting. Wanting to be brand new. Wanting to follow Jesus. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just got to hold her just a little bit, because this is the main thing we're looking at. Getting a change of heart.
Hallelujah.
Getting a repent. Oh, you said the word. You said he was showing repentance.
Glory to God.
Amen. He was showing repentance. Because one thing we got to realize, when we go through repentance, a lot of things we did hey, we may not have knew it, but he said, if I have.
And oh, then some Lord, things we do, we know we do it.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So if you're overcharging people, the taxes or whatever, you know what you're doing. Glory to God. But he said, but wait. There may be some other things that I've done that were contrary to your will. In other words, he's repenting. I want to restore things that I've taken. Glory to God. I want to give it back. What you say, fourfold? Glory to God. I'm ready to make a change. Just by his name being called, something happened. Glory to God. What a change. When he called your name and you hear your name being called, glory to God. Jesus is calling your name today, glory to God. I remember when he called my name, glory to God. I remember weeping and sobbing on my knees, calling out the things that I've done contrary to his will. I found myself repenting because I wanted to be delivered. I wanted to be saved. When he called your name, glory to God, he's calling somebody's name today. Glory to God. He's calling your name, and it's time for you to get on your knees. It's time for you to repent. It's time for you to change. It's time for you to follow Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And again, we want to look and see what God is doing. In verse 9, it says, seeking of the lost. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house.
Glory to God. He said, this day. See, when he started repenting, and confessing and saying that he was going to restore, Jesus said, today. See, when salvation come into your house or come into your heart, you begin to realize things that you did that was contrary to the will of God. And you begin to repent, and you begin to cry out, glory to God. And you begin to recognize that you want a change of heart, a change of life, that you don't want to be this old person no more. Glory to God. We want to be brand new in him. We want a new life. We want a new walk. We want a new talk. We want to be what? In the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, what a brand new life. We want to be part of what? Of the move. Glory to God. We want to open our heart. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that was Zacchaeus doing. Are you ready to open your heart to Jesus? Are you ready to let Jesus come in and save you? You've been walking far off for a long time. You've been high in that sycamore tree. But Jesus is telling you to come on down. Make haste and come on down. Jesus is saying, I want to visit your house today. I want a personal relationship with you today. Glory to God. So I need to go to your house. Glory to God. And Jesus, Zacchaeus heard Jesus saying, I want you to go to your house and begin to what? And begin to repent. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. This day. This day. When you're in that presence, this day.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking to an individual. When you're in the presence of the Lord, when he's calling on each and every one of us.
Calling your name.
To be saved.
Hallelujah.
And when the Lord recognizes you, oh, you're going to know it.
Hallelujah.
Hey, this day he told Zacchaeus, salvation come to this house.
I remember way back. I remember when he called my name. I remember when he visited my house. Glory to God. He visited my heart. I found myself on my knees. I found myself crying before the Lord. I found myself like Zacchaeus repenting. I found myself wanting to be a changer. I wanted to be changed. I wanted him to change me. I wanted to be a follower of Jesus, glory to God. See, what happened when Jesus touched you, glory to God, the revelation comes over you and you begin to realize that you've been walking contrary to the will of God. You've been doing things ungodly, unrighteous, and you begin to repent. He hears your repentance cry. He hears you praying for deliverance, glory to God. And Jesus is ready to forgive you. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to come into your house today, glory to God. He's ready to come into your life today. He wants you to be changed. He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be a brand new creature, glory to God.
Amen, amen, glory to God. And that beaver said, I said, for...
Hello, this is Pastor Arthur J. McFarland saying, I know you have enjoyed that word coming from co-pastor Patricia McFarland. We are asking you to be a partner in this ministry to help us get the word out to our hurting world. We need your financial support. You can contact us by writing to Applying the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 1075, LaGrange, Georgia, 302-432-3241. You can also reach us at our website at www.applyingtheword-ga.org. Or you can email the Sunday School Teacher at sundayschoolteacher111@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.